Picking up from last week, the shiur last week, we began with two questions. The first question was whether Israel still counts as Israel. Does it have Kedushas Haaretz? And we showed that that was actually a machlokas. We think we have Rashi on one side, among others, saying that the that when the Jews come back for the second Beis HaMikdash, because they come back in small numbers, Kedushas Haaretz, the sanctity of the land, isn't there. Whether you can really read Rashi to say that, We left open-ended. I did note to Josh afterwards, it was a footnote in the Tzitz Eliezer that quoted that Rashi. It was the Tzitz Eliezer that I had given you last week in Se'if Yud. The end of Se'if Yud was where he brought that Rashi. The Rambam, on the other hand, takes it as a given that we follow Rabbi Yossi, and the Kedusha, the sanctity of the land, remains after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The second question was the primary question, which is Shemitah linked to Yovel, such that if there's no Yovel today, then there's no Shemitah, regardless of the Kedusha of the land. And we said that there were competing sources. There was the Gemara in Moed Katan, the Gemara in Gittin, and the Rishalmi, which all indicated that, yes, Shemitah is dependent on Yovel. We had the line in the Gemara which talked about the Vezed Dvar Shemitah Shamot, the two Shemitah thing, saying there's only Shemitah's Ksafim if you have Shemitah's Karka, you only have Shemitah of money if you have Shemitah of land. And in the discussion there, it became clear they believed that Shemitah of money was Dirabanan, because Shemitah of Karka is only Dirabanan, of land is only Dirabanan, because there's no Yovel now. So that implied, that was the Gemara in Gittin, we saw it in Moed Katan also, that Shemitah, in fact, is linked to Yovel, and there's no Yovel now, and therefore there's no Shemitah biblically now either. That was one side. The other side was a Sifra in Behar, which said, at least within one view in this Medrash that's brought in the Sifra, it said, make Shemitah even when there's no Yovel, make Yovel even when there's no Shemitah. A line which we're going to need to revisit, God willing, today. But that source, plus the implication in a Gemara in Erchin, was that Shemitah exists even without Yovel. So those are the two questions you need to answer in order to know whether Shemitah is going to be biblical today or rabbinic. We said Yovel itself is contingent on something we call Kol Yosheveha Aleha. Yovel only applies when you have all of the inhabitants of the land living there. And we brought different views as to what that means. Does that mean the simple read in the Gemara is that each Shevet has to be in its portion? Another view was you just need representatives of each Shevet, of each tribe, in their proper portion. We had that view, from Tosfos, we had Rav Soloveitchik's explanation of that briefly. There was also the source that said you just need 600,000 Jews living there. And then the last bit that we did was, so should Yovel, would Yovel apply today? Assuming that Shemitah is linked to Yovel. So could Yovel apply nowadays? And that brought us back to the question of whether Yovel applied in the second Beis HaMikdash. There were passages of Gemara that indicated that Yovel should not have existed in the second Beis HaMikdash because you didn't have everybody returning, even at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, after Sancheriv exiles the tribes that are on the other side of the Yarden. At that point, you've already lost Yovel. And there's plenty of evidence that Yovel is rabbinic in the second Beis HaMikdash, but there's also evidence that Yovel is biblical in the second Beis HaMikdash. Remember that Hillel changes the rules for the Batei Arichoma, the houses in walled cities that have been sold. So those rules only make sense if there actually is such a thing as Yovel. And then also, we did it based on the fact that the Gemara in Krisis talks about the people who came back from Bavel in the time of Ezra bringing a Karban Asham, and it said that the Karban Asham may have been to atone for Shifcha Charufa. Shifcha Charufa is a law which we're not going to go into in depth right now, but it's a law that ties into having an Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved, which can only happen when you have Yovel. So if they're bringing a Karban for this, it sounds like they actually had Eved Ivri and they had Yovel, and we gave the answers that we gave. That was all last week's shiur. We're not responsible to know that anymore. But what I want to do now is look through the Rishonim and ask, so how did they understand this? So the first view is the view of Rabbeinu Tam. The view of Rabbeinu Tam really doesn't discuss Shemitah today as much as he discusses the second Beis HaMikdash. And the position of Rabbeinu Tam seems to be, as I understand it, that Shemitah exists biblically in the second Beis HaMikdash. Even within the view of Rebbe, who linked Shemitah with Yovel. Well, we'll see that. I'm jumping the gun a little bit. But take a look at source Yud Ches, please. Tosvos Hiskin Hillel. Okay. Hillel making his enactments regarding elements of the second base. HaMikdash, we'll call it. Well, let's see it. Let me not jump the gun. Hacha Mashma. Dibimei Hillel Shahai B'Vayis Sheni. Kedamin and Parakama de Shabbos, Hillel Vishimon Gamliel Vishimon, Noagunisius on the Pnea Bayas Mea Shana. Hayunoa Ginyovil, Kevin de Bate Arechoma Hayanoik. He says, Hillel in the Gemara there, they're talking about the rules for these houses from walled cities. And he says, Hillel is in the second base Hamikdash. How do I know that? Because I have a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about him serving as Nasi during the second base Hamikdash. And it says that they practiced Yovel. And he said, the indication here is they had Yovel because, after all, they had these rules for Batei Arechoma, for the houses from walled cities. Kedamar Pirkin Le'el, Dein Batei Arechoma, El Ezman She Yovel Noeg. Like the Gemara says, that Batei Arechoma apply only when there is Yovel. Because of the Perish Rashi. So he says, I don't understand this. Within Rashi and Gittin, Disnan, Hillel Tikein Prozbol, because the Mishnah in Gittin says, Hillel created Prozbul, Uparch Bigamara Allah. Miika Midi de Araisa Mishamta, the Hiskin Hillel de Lotishamit. The question is, how could Hillel create Prozbul? That means that biblically loans are being cancelled, and Hillel is deciding, no, they're not. Umishani, and the answer there is Bishvias Bismana Zed, the Rabbanon is talking about Shemitah today, which is rabbinic. Today being again second base Hamikdash in Hillel's day. Upirish Rashi there explained that to mean Behilal Kerebi Svirulay de Omar Shvias Lahashmatas Milva Bizman Hazed de Rabbanon. Rashi there says that Hillel follows Rebbe, who says that Shemitah, as far as cancellation of loans today, is rabbinic. Ve'ava gav de Hilba by Hisheni Hava, granted Hillel was in the second base Hamikdash, this is still a quote from Rashi. He believed that since there was no Yovel, there was no Shemitah biblically. When the Gemara says that they counted Yovel in order to sanctify Shemitah, they meant Shemitah de Rabbanon. End of the quote from Rashi. Satosvos Hiskin Hillel in Source Yud Chet, and Tosvos makes the statement that Batei Arechoma seem to indicate that in Hillel's time they're observing Yovel, but Rashi says that Shemitah is Derabanan. So what am I supposed to do? Here it sounds like in the second base Hamikdash, Yovel indeed functioned biblically. And he brings you the Gemara from Shifcha Charufa that we saw at the end last week, where it talks about Shifcha Charufa applying for these, for the Jews who come back from Bavel. So how do I understand that? I'm jumping into Tosfos. We're still in Makor Yurchet, where at Vitzarech Lomar, five lines up from the bottom of the source. Vitzarech Lomar, you're going to have to say, Del Korchach, the Inachanami, Denagu Yovlos, Bebayisheni. He says, you have to say that, yes, Yovel applied biblically in the second base Hamikdash. Granted that not all the Jews came back in the days of Ezra. He gives you the one count. You know that there's a larger count, but still it's 42,000 instead of the 40,000 and change that he brings here. It's not all Israel. Umihu, however, mikol shevet v'shevet chazu miktsasan. From each shevet, some arrived. And v'habi shapir kmo kol yosheveha aleha. So we will look at it as though, in fact, all the Shvatim were there, as though everybody was around, because some from each Shevet are there. Like we say that they counted Yovel, even though you didn't have everybody come back. That's his answer. His answer is, Yovel and Shemitah, therefore, are the Oraisa in Bayesheni. Now, what am I going to do with the Gemara and Gittin about the Prozbul then? The answer regarding the Prozbul is Hillel did not create Prozbul for his time. He knew the second base Hamikdash was not going to last, and therefore he created Prozbul. Even though the Gemara actually asks the question of, was Hillel's enactment intended forever or was it only for his time, implying it is for his time at least. That's within Rava, who didn't adopt this whole idea. Rava believed that in fact Shemitah was de'oraisa in the second Beis HaMikdash, and the way that Hillel could create a Prose Bowl is because of Hefker Beis Din. So Rava's on a different playing field altogether. Rava will not have to say that Hillel created Prose Bowl for a later time. Don't bother me about Rava. Now, this idea that Hillel would do such a thing is a little bit bizarre. And in fact, we're going to see Ramban goes to town on him and says, how in the world could you imagine such a thing? But there is an idea like that elsewhere, which I gave you on the Maror Makomos. I thought about not giving it to the Maror Makomos, so it could be my thing that I throw in the shiur to make shiur worthwhile. But then I said, no, give it to them. So if you take a look at Source Yates, look at what Rav Avadya brings. He's having a discussion about Nachim and changing parts of the Siddur. And he says, V'hine mavur b'siddur of Saja Gaon. He says, when we daven, we depend on the addition that we have received by tradition from the Nevi'im, from the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. So wrote Rav Sadja Gaon. They had two orders of prayer. Seder Echol Izman Malchus Yisrael. One was meant for when there would be a Jewish land, the Jewish Empire. The Seder Acher Hamiyuol Izman HaGalus. And they created another one for a time of Galus. The Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, coming back with the second Beis HaMikdash, create an order of tefillah intended for a time that would have that they'd be in Galus. The Gemara Nazir says they knew the Beis HaMikdash was going to go away. So he says, yeah, Nachem is actually way old. Nachem goes all the way back then. It's a really remarkable idea. Ramban disagrees wholeheartedly. If you take a look at Ramban's source Tav, his comments to the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, he says, V'chein amru b'berkas hamazon shu vaday min haTorah. We say benching is a de'oraisa, right? And not only the benching, but text. Moshe tikein b'berkas hazan. Moshe sets the first bracha. Yoshua tikein b'berkas ha'aretz. Shlomo tikein bonei Yerushalayim. Well, how did that work? We say Uvnei Yerushalayim. Does Shlomo say Uvnei Yerushalayim? V'chulan ein matbei on a Torah. He said the actual text was not this passed down tradition that you have to say these words. Avon etzdavinu min haTorah shenavarech achar achilaseinu kol achad kefid da'ato. Rather, we are commanded from the Torah that each of us should bench, each one saying what the words that he comes up with. Right, the Gemara Brachos, where he just says something equivalent to Hamotzi, sort of. It's in Aramaic, and he calls Hashem the master of the bread. The Nevi'im came along and gave us good text to work with. We changed it further in our galus. Which we don't even have in our benching. Because he says they created the theme, but the language was not their text. So I bring that to you only to show you this debate that we're having about would Hillel really have done this, of creating something when there is a Beis HaMikdash for a time when there is none. Hillel, in fact, according to this idea that Rav Sadja Gaon suggests, is consistent with others who did such things. Okay. So that's Tosfos' point of view. Tosfos indeed believes that in the second Beis HaMikdash, despite the fact that you don't have all Israel around and the fact that you don't have every Shevet in its proper place, you have representatives, and he says that's good enough. That's Tosfos. Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. Ramban says you have to reread the Gemara in Gittin, but first he goes to town on Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look at Source Chaf Aleph, he says, Rabbeinu Zal Hiksha. He quotes Tosfos. And he first, when you read the beginning of Ramban, you assume Ramban is going to say that Shemitah is derabanan, because he tears apart every proof that Tosfos brings. He says, Ve'eno mechuverli. This is not clear to me, he says after quoting Tosfos. Shalafi da'ati, in my view, even within the view that the 10 tribes came back at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, they never went to Bavel. They went back to where they had been in Galus before, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Kidam Rinam, like the Medrash says, Va'avadetem ba'goyim, Elo aseres ha'shvatim shegalu l'madai. They went off to Madai, not to Bavel. V'sham nishtaku kulam v'lo nis'arvu im Yisra v'lo galu l'bavel. They went off in their own Galus. They didn't go to Bavel. U'bayisheni lo hayumei olam. They didn't come back for the second Beis HaMikdash. So he says, you don't have representatives of all the Shvatim. 10 tribes are gone. V'od, and further, Shem lo haya hila mitakin doro, lo haya mitakin l'doros habayim, alehen yachushu la'atzman. Hillel is not going to do this for future generations. He'll let the gedolim of great later generations take care of things for their generation. V'od, yefshu lomar, sheyitakin hila v'yomar, luk sheyichare beis hamikdash yazdu prozvol. Chas v'shalom, shloya poseach piv l'satim, lo mitakin takanos l'churban. He says, yeah, they knew, but they're not going to create a takana for it. That's like the ultimate al tiftach pelasatan, right? Let's make takanos for what Jews should do when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. It's terrible. Absolutely not. So he says, I reject that wholeheartedly. And he says, this is shocking. The whole idea that he says there were all these shvatim there. Look at the psukim. They made a call for everybody, all the Bnei Agola, to get to Yerushalayim. And who shows up? It's Yehuda and Binyamin who actually show up, not all the shvatim. Look at who's listed. He says, he claims, unlike Tosos, it's Yehuda and Binyamin. Further, he says, those who did come back didn't conquer everything, right? Next week, God willing, the shiur is going to be on the topic of where Shemitah applies within Eretz Yisrael. Which areas is it under? And we're going to see the distinction between lands conquered by the Jews coming out of Mitzrayim and lands conquered by the Jews when they came out of Bavel. And we will see they did not conquer all the lands of Ole Mitzrayim. So how are you going to tell me that you had representatives in each Shevet? You didn't even have all the land that would have to be divided. V'amrin and Hasan Be'erchem, the Gemara Erchem we saw last week said, Hayu alehav al hayu me'ur bavin. If the Shvatim are there, but they're mixed together, Shevet Yehuda b'Binyamin, Shevet Binyamin b'Yehuda, Yochol ye'ano Yovel noeg, would Yovel count if all the Shvatim are mixed up? Tamad lomar l'chol yoshveha teaches, b'zman sheyoshveha kitiknan, when they are there as they're supposed to be, v'lo b'zman sheyem me'ur bavin, not when they're mixed. And he goes on further. He says, "V'od sharei afilu l'inyan chala amrin and become a duchti. Afilu madamar trum v'zman hazeh de'oraisa chala de'rabanan." He mixes in chala in this discussion and says that we say that chala is a de'rabanan nowadays because the Torah says bevalachem, when you arrive in the land that requires bias kulchem, all of you, and they didn't have that under Ezra. Now, whether that's the same as kol yosh ve'halel, I'm going to leave for right now. But he says, I don't accept that. But now he has a problem. Because Tosos' points, the reasons that Tosos had for saying it's De'oraisa, stand. Right? The problem of Shifcha Harufa and the problem of Batei Arechoma remain. So I'm jumping now to his second paragraph, starting with the word Aval. Aval Divrei Rabbeinu Tam Zal Kushios Heim Tzvichos Lifnim. He says, the words of Rabbeinu Tam, these questions that he asks, they require examination. V'yesh lomar shahaya din bayis v'batei arechoma noeg b'mei hilal midivreihem. It could be that batei arechoma, this law that if you sell your house in a walled city, you can only redeem it for a year, applied rabbinically. V'amshish shakol dina yovel noeg din kein midivreihem b'yamav. And it could be all of Yovel was rabbinic in his days. V'lo lavar al divrei Torah, not to the extent of permitting you to violate a de'oraisa. Ulahatir Eved Ivri b'shivcha, such as to say that there could be an Eved Ivri who could then live with a Shivcha Knanis, right, violating a De'oraisa, because there's no such thing as Eved Ivri De'oraisa. Ela lahachmir, only lahachmir. In other words, we will apply the rules of Yovel, midirabanan, as chumros, as ways to be stricter. So, for example, if I bought somebody's ancestral land, we knew it was their Shevet somehow, then I would have to return it in Yovel. That part. Or the Isser of working the land in the Yovel year. That they would do. But the Heterim would not apply. Probably returning the land wouldn't either unless he could prove that he had a right. That maybe not returning the land. But the idea would be for Isser, not for Heter. Not in terms of allowing an Eved Ivri to live with a Shevcha. That we would not allow. V'sad nimtzal azeh b'sefer Yosef ben Gurion ha-Kohen. Ha. Presumably this is Josephus. Sometimes you see them quoting Josephus and it's somebody else, but I think here he's talking Josephus. He says, look at Josephus. He talks about them having a jubilee year in the time of the Chashmonaim, so they did do that. And then he goes into a discussion about Shivcha Harufa and ways in which they could have brought their Karban Ashem for Shivcha Harufa without having Shivcha Harufa in their day. Shivcha Harufa, there's a machlokas as to what Shivcha Harufa is, but I'll take the simplest read. It's talking about a Chetzia Shivcha, Chetzia Vaskorin, a woman with a half Shivcha who was me'ureses to an Eved Ivri, betrothed to an Eved Ivri, and then someone lived with her. So that's a Shivcha Harufa, but it requires that there be such a thing as an Eved Ivri. So the only way that can work, and they're going to bring a Karban Ashem for it, sounds like, as if there's Yovel. So he gives answers. He says, well, maybe it was from the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. That's one answer. Or she had been a Shivcha, and he had been an Eved from the first Beis HaMikdash. Or it's an Ashem Taloi, it wasn't this Ashem. All sorts of different answers can be given. But his point is, you can defeat Tosfos's questions. However, next paragraph, Ula Inyan Halacha. He says, having now torn up everything Tosus had to say, both Tosus' questions and Tosus' answers, he then agrees with it. He says, Ula inyan halacha, and you saw this also if you looked at the Sefer HaZechus that I sent out as well, he said it there as well. Ula inyan halacha, Shmitas karka noheges be'eretz Yisrael ledivre chachamim divar Torah. He says, the rule in fact is that Shmita will apply in Israel mide oraisa ledivre, according to the chachamim. That was the Gemara that we saw last week, which I mentioned at the beginning today. We say that the second Kedusha never stopped. The Kedusha from the second Beis HaMikdash never stopped. There is no need for a third Kedusha. According to the view that there is going to be a third Kedusha, that the second one did stop, then it'll be the Rabbanon. Fine. But Uledivre Rebbe, Vadai Midivreyam no Hegesi. Within the view of Rebbe, which was brought in the Gemara in Gittin, when he said that Shemitah is contingent on, you only do Shemitah's Yovel, Shemitah's Ksafim, when you have Shemitah's Karka, Bezed Rash Shemitah Shamot, he said within Rebbe's view, it's certainly Midrabanan. Kedarmina Beresh Mashkin, he quotes you the Gemara at the beginning of Moed Katan, Le'inyan Shemitah's Karka, Bishvias Bizmanazel. The Rebbe he the tikun rabbanon de tinho kemosha tiknu trumos umaisos midivrayim. That's Rebbe's view. Shmita today is derabbanon. The rabbanon enacted it just like they did truma derabbanon and so on. Fine. Va'amrinon hasam machos rebeyanai poku bizaru b'shviasam mishum arnona ve'od mevli derish lakish. Okay, we don't need to go through all of his statements. But Ramban's point of view is, in fact, that Shemitah is today going to be De'oraisa, Rebbe will say it's De'rabbanan. I realize now, I didn't bring you a key part of what he's saying, so I'll say it outside. But you saw it probably when you looked through. His rationale for this is the way he reads the Gemara in Gittin. Okay, remember the flow of the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin asks the question of, how is it that Prozbul could be created if Midi'oraisa there is... it's mishtamed. If midoraisa, we get rid of it, right? If midoraisa, the loan is gone, how can you create prosbul? So the first answer was Abaye's answer, right? Abaye's answer was, in fact, Shemitah's derabanan, quoting Rebbe. Then along comes Rava at the end of the conversation, and he says, Hefker based in Hefker. So as the Ramban takes it, Rava is disagreeing with the whole flow of Abaye, including Rebbe. And he's saying that, in fact, it's derabanan. And the Ramban, effectively, is paskening like Rava. That's the idea. I should have brought that in the quote here, but that's the way that he understands it. That Rava, when he says Hefker based in Hefker, is answering the initial question of how Hillel could create Prozbul. Are we clear?
How else do you understand it?
How else could you read the Ramban?
Gemara.
That he's answering just the last question that was asked in the series. I don't have the Gittin Gemara here. Uh-huh. In front of me, but I think you could read it as he's just answering the last point that was asked there, but I don't remember the text offhand. If you have it on there. Did you print out all the Marmakomos or just the ones from today?
Whatever you sent me.
No, okay. Then it's here. Then I've got it. The other way that you could read it, I mean, Rashi and Ramban both read it this way. It's Mukher Tess. So Abaye said it's Shvius Bizman Azef following Rebbe, right? Ra Hilo Shnishmatu Shinwa Amila Havo Zedza, Amad Bizkin Prozbul, Umi Ika Midi Dimidaraisa Lomisham to Shvius with the Kina Rabbanan Tishamet, right? How is it? How could you have a situation in which Midaraisa there is no Shemitah and the Rabbanan are creating Shemitah? So Abaye says it's Sheval Tasa, don't collect a loan, and Rava, you could read Rava's answering that question. When Rava says Hefker based in Hefker, he's explaining how you could have Shemitah created midirabanan, not how could Prusbul be enacted to obviate Shemitah. That would be the other way to read Rava. Clear?
Okay. What's Hefker?
The idea that Beis Din has the authority to take property away from people. There are two different ways to understand Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. One is that Beis Din has the property simply to say what you think is yours is no longer yours. Like, let's say they declare something as Chametz Midirabanan, and therefore on Pesach it's actually not yours. The other one is to say we're going to take property from you and actually give it to somebody else.
Okay.
Which is even stronger.
You said according to Ramban, he's answering the first or second question?
So according to Ramban, he's answering the first question. Right. According to one way to read the Gemara, he's answering the question of how you could create Shemitah Midrabanan. But Ramban says no. He's answering the question of how Prusbul could work. And he's saying it's true. Shemitah is De'oraisa. Then how is he creating a Prusbul? Hefker Beis Din. That's all. So those are two different ways that you could read Rava. Okay, good. I'm glad I contributed something today. Now we move on to the Rambam. Okay? So the Rambam is going to be remarkable. We have to get through a lot of Rambam, though, to get to it. So we begin in source Chaf Beis. Rambam has Hashmita B'Yovel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chaf Hei. Ein Shvius Noheges El Eretz Yisrael Bilvad. Shmita applies only in Israel. Shnemar Kisavo El Haaretz, and so on. V'noheges bein defnei abayis, bein shlo defnei abayis, with a base hamikdash, without a base hamikdash, doesn't change anything. Chav gimel. Hachashmita v'yovel test base. Ein shmitas ksafim noheges min ha-Torah, ele bisman shayovel noeg, shiesham shmitas karka. Shmitas ksafim applies mide oraisa only when you have yovel, because then there is shmita of land. Shere yoshev ha-karka le-baila below kesef, the land will go back to its owner. So when he uses the phrase shmitas karka, he means not Shemitah of land every 7 years, but rather every 50 years. Right? You caught what he did here? He said Shemitah's karka he defined as the land going back to its owner in Yovel. That's going to matter. V'davar zeh kabbalahu. That's a tradition. Kabbalahi. It's a tradition. Amru chachamim bizman shata meshamei karka de meshamei ksafim. When you do Shemitah's karka, that's when you also do Shemitah for money. B'chol makom. Bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz, and the Shemitah's ksafim will be everywhere. Ubizman she'ein shemitas karka, ein etamash miksafim b'shviyas apilu ba'aretz. And when you don't do shemitas karka, then you don't do shmita of money even in Israel. Got it? Shmita of money is either everywhere or nowhere, but it's contingent on shmita of land in Israel. Clear? Okay. And now we get to the long chunk from the Rambam, his 10th parak. Halacha Gimel. He writes, Shiva Asar Yovlim Manu Yisrael Mishnech Nesil Aretz Vad Sheyatzu. The Jews counted 17 Yovlim from the time they entered Israel until they left. Vishana Sheyatzu Ba Shechar Vabayis Barishon Amotzai Shviyas Haisa Ushnas Sheish Ushloshim B'Yovel Haisa. The year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the first one, was the year after Shemitah. It was the 36th year of the Yovel cycle, Sha'arba Meir Shana Ve'eser Shana Ma'amad Bayis Rishon, because the Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. Kevin Shachar Ve'bayis Batal Minyan Zeh, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that count stopped. Then it was over. Then, Mishabal Anisharat Zachariah Ve'ashivim Shana, you have a gap of 70 years, V'nivne Bayis Sheni. And then, the second Beis HaMikdash was built. If those who are bothered by the missing 166 years, 165 years, it's a topic for another time. Va'arba meyos ve'esrim shana amad. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. Uvashanash v'iz mi binyano, ala Ezra v'hi habiyashniya. Then Ezra came up in the 7th year of the second Beis HaMikdash. Umishana zu, that year, hitchil limnos minyan acher, they started a new count. Not in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, but 7 years in. Va'asu shnas yud gimel l'binyan bayasheni shmita, year 13. Of that building was Shemitah. Umanu sheva Shemitos, they counted 7 cycles of Shemitah, v'kitchushnas hamishim, and then the 50th year was then a Yovel year. What that means is year 56 is the first Yovel. Ava bishalo haisa shem Yovel b'bayisheni monin hayu osok delikade Shemitos. Granted, they didn't observe Yovel. Nonetheless, they counted it in order to sanctify Shemitos, which we assume means that it was because he believes Yovel is a skip year in the cycle, like we talked about last week. The idea that when you hit year 50, that's a 0 year in your Shemitah count, and then next year you're going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 again in your count for Shemitah. That's not at all Pasha, but that's where we're taking it right now. Okay? So within the Rambam's count, year 56, then year 106, 156, 206, 256, 306, 356, 406. And then the year 420, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. That is the 14th year of the Yovel cycle. Clear? Okay. Halacha Dalet. Nimtzeis Lamed, what emerges from that then is, Shashana Shachar Ba'avayis Ba'acharona, Shetchila Sami Tishrei Sh'achar HaChorban, Kishnei Chadashim. He says, then the year in which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second one was destroyed, which begins in the Tishrei, that is 2 months after the Chorban, because it's destroyed in Av. Shemi Tishrei Hu Aminyan L'Shemitim L'Yavlos, Osa Hashana Motzai Shvi'as Haisa. So that year was the year after Shemitah. That's the way he reads it. Ushnat tesvav min ayovel hatshi'i haisa. It was the 15th year of the 9th yovel. Ulfi cheshbon zeh, shana zushi shnas elef umeya v'sheva l'chorban amrei. I'm not going to go through this. He tells you what year it should be in the year that he's writing Mishneh Torah, which is interesting history, but I'm going to move on because we have little time. We have a lot to do. Then the Rambam changes everything. And he says, but you should know the Gaonim have a whole different system. Halacha hei. Aval kol ha-gaonim amru shemesores hi bideyim ish mi pi ish. Shelo manu ba'osim ha-ba'osan ha-shivim shana shebein korban ba'yis rishon u'binyan ba'yis sheni el ha-shmitos bilvad v'lo yovel. He says, the Gaonim said that by tradition, they didn't count during the 70 years between the two batei mikdash. They only counted Shemitah. They did not count Yovel during the gap. V'chein mishachar v'achrona, and after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, lo manu shnasa chamishim ela sheva sheva bilvad. They did not count Yovel cycles. They only counted every 7 years would be a Shemitah year after the second Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah shnasa churban, from the beginning of when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'chein ola b'gemara al zeh cheshbon zeshu kabbalah. And that's how what we get out of the Gemara. So the Rambam says in Halacha Hey that according to the Gaonim, during the interregnum between the two Batei Mikdash, they didn't count Yovel, only Shemitah, and post-second Beis HaMikdash, they're also only counting Shemitah, not Yovel. Clear? Halacha Vav. Ushnas HaShemitah Yiduahi Mufursemes Eitz LaGaonim Ba'anshe Eretz Yisrael. They all know when Shemitah is. They have a count. V'chul Lomanu Ela Shnei Churban Mashlichan Osin Sheva Sheva. And all they do is say, what year was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And then count in sevens ever since. Ulufi cheshbon zet, ishana zu, shishnas sheva, etc. He says, based on that, I'll tell you what year it is. Now, our year is Matzoi Shvias. Ve'alzeh usomchen, and that's what we depend on. Ulufi cheshbon zet, anu moran, anu maisos, ushvias, hashmatas ksafim. This is what we do. Even though I thought that it should be different. Sha kabbalah v'hamaisa amudim gedolim v'hora, ubehen roi lehitalot. He says, this is what we depend on, is the tradition that we have. Okay, so the Rambam first presented one system, then he presents the system of the Gaonim, and he says, that's what we do. Cycles of Shemitah ever since Korban Bayis Sheni. Clear? Good? Okay, last frame in the Rambam now. Zayin Ches Tes. He then presents the Shemitah Yovel dependency. And what he writes is, in Halacha Zayin, Shnas Yovel Eina Ola Miminyan Shnei HaShavua. Yovel does not count as one of the years in the Shemitah cycle. It is not a gap year. But rather, Yovel is year one. Okay? This is the confusing system that we talked about last week. Ela Shnas Teshav Araboim Shemitah. The 49th year is Shemitah. Shnas Chamishim is Yovel. Ushnas Chamishim V'achas. I'm sorry, it's the other way around. He's saying Shnas Yovel Eino Ola Miminyan Shnei Shavua. It's the other way around. He's saying it is a gap year. No one's even stopping me when I say that. Yovel is not part of the Shemitah cycle. Yovel is a year zero. The 49th year is Shemitah, the 50th year is Yovel, and then Shnas Chamishim V'Achas, we're in Makor Chaf Dalet, the 51st is Tchilas Sheish Shanim Shal Shavua, is the beginning of the 6 years of Shemitah, V'chem B'chol Yovel V'Yovel, and so too in every Yovel cycle. The Yovel is a gap year. Halacha Ches. Mishagala Shevet Reuven V'Shevet Gad V'Chati Shevet Menashe, when Sancheirav exiles the first tribes that are on the eastern side of the Yarden, Batlu HaYovlos. At that point, Yovel is gone. Shenamar ukrasem dror baaretz l'chol yosheveha, and we don't have kol yosheveha aleh. They're mixed together. You see it in the Rambam. We've already discussed it. Bizman shayovel noig baaretz noig b'chutz laaretz, etc. So the Rambam says, once you lose Yovel, you lose Shemitah. And then finally, in Halacha Tes, he says, when you have a Yovel, then you have Eved Ivri, then you have the houses in the walled cities, and you have Ger Toshav, and so on. And if you don't have Yovel, then you don't have these things. Got it? Except, he says, "Ubizmanchna yovel noeg, eino noeg echad mikol elu." None of these will apply. Chutz mishviyis ba'aretz v'hashmatas ksafim b'chomakom midivreim k'moshe bi'arnu. Someone translate for me those last words, starting with chutz.
Big machlokas gersos.
What do you mean?
The Frankel is a totally different gerson.
Really?
Yeah.
That I did not know. What is the addition in the Frankel?
Oh, in the Frankel, it makes it abundantly clear that Shvius is Baritz is also Mitra Abundant. Quotes from the Mari Korkas.
Yes. So so I didn't know that Frankel actually had a different edition.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He found a manuscript.
Yeah, they changed
it. The Korkas has
changed
the manuscript and the Frankel interview.
Okay. Well, what are the two ways I could read this line?
You could read it that Shmitas Ksafim B'chol Makom Midivreihem, and Shvius Baritz might even be Doreisa.
Right.
Or you read them both being Midivreihem.
They're both are Midivreihem. What would you assume, based on what the Rambam has said so far, would be right? Based on what he has already said about the interdependence of Shemitah and Yovel? Right? I would have assumed anyway that it's Darabana. That Midivreihem refers to both.
Well, except the first time we talked about it in Test Days, when he quotes Rebbe there, he specifically is talking about Shemitah's Karka, which is Yovel, and Shemitah's Ksafim.
Right, but that doesn't negate this. In other words, saying that Shemitah's Ksafim depends on Yovel doesn't change the idea.
Correct, but there too, you don't have, again, if you change the Gersa, then it's obviously Darabanan.
Right.
But even according to that, it's not, you still have room to say that Shemitah's Karka for the Shemitah year is going to be on a different level. Because when he quotes Rebbe, he's only quoting the connection between Yovel and Shemitah's Ksafim, and
right.
Ignoring the Shemitah's Karka.
Right.
So it leaves room for
it
that.
It leaves room for that.
Whether you would actually say that, I don't think so.
Right. Okay. So you have in Halacha Taz at the end this vagueness about the status of Shemitah today. But you also have a bigger problem, which we're going to address as part of this. And the bigger problem is the question of what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, I brought you Rav Chaim here, including Rav Chaim's read of the Ravid. But I'm going to summarize the Ravid rather than read it inside in the interests of time. The problem with the Ravid, as Rav Chaim explains it, is the following. As the Ravid understands the Gaonim, they did not count Yovel even during the second Beis HaMikdash. When they said there's no Yovel in the second Beis HaMikdash, that means they're not even counting a 50th year. He gets that based on the Gemara in Erech and Lamed Beis. That's what he assumes. However, the Rambam in Yud Halacha Hey followed the view of the Rabbanan that they did count Yovel during the second Beis HaMikdash, and they only stopped with the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And so Rav Chaim asks a basic question. Not Rav Chaim, the Ravid asks a basic question. If you believe there's no Yovel in the second Beis HaMikdash, right, and yet you're counting it anyway, right, then when there's no Yovel after the second Beis HaMikdash, why not keep on counting? Nothing's changed. Yovel didn't exist then, it doesn't exist now. It was good enough for you to count it then, it should be good enough for you to count it now. Why would you be working with a different system? And Rav Chaim offers an answer. If you take a look at the second paragraph that I brought for you in Source Chav Hei, V'asher Yeroa Lomar Bazeh, when it appears you could say this, Al pi ma shepasak harambam bahalacha alashan, based on what the Rambam wrote there, Mitzvas asay lispor sheva sheva shanim ulekadesh shnas chamishim. There is a mitzvah of counting sets of 7 years and sanctifying year 50. Shneema v'safartalacha sheva shavso shanim sheva shanim sheva pamim etc. V'kidashtem es shnas chamishim. You shall count and you shall sanctify. So one way you could look at it is they're all one big mitzvah. Count cycles of 7 and then sanctify year 50. But he says, no, they're two different mitzvahs. Ushtei mitzvos elu mesurin lebeis hagadol belvad. That's the end of the quote from the Rambam. These two mitzvahs are given to Beis Din. The Rambam calls them two mitzvahs. So he says, v'imken yesh lomar, dein hayovel noeg, ela imken hukba al yedei sfira v'kidush Beis Din. So you could say, Yovel only applies if you actually have the count and the sanctification by the Beis Din. V'imlo hukba al yedei sfira. And if you didn't have the counting, oshlo kidshuhu, or they didn't sanctify it, eino yovel, it's not called yovel. V'hine, ha-demanu yovlos l'kadei shmitin, when we say that they counted the yovel year in order to sanctify shmitah, ha-havi mishum dekeinu adin, de'afakav de'ein yovel noeg, mikomakom eino ole b'minyin ha-shmitin. It's because even if the laws of yovel won't apply, we won't return the land to its owner, right? We won't have Eved Ivri or whatever else we associate with Yovel. Even if the laws of Yovel do not pertain, nonetheless, Yovel remains a skip year in the Shemitah cycle. You have to count it in order to ensure that you recognize that this year is a Yovel year, and therefore the Shemitah cycle actually begins next year. That's still a necessary thing to do. Mikomakom eino ola b'minyan ha-shmitin. V'tzarech limnos ha-shmitin achar she-yavor shnas ha-yovel. So you have to then count the shmitos there. You start your count after Yovel ends. Ulefize nuchal omer b'das ha-ga'onim l'das ha-rambam. So he says you could say this within the view of the ga'onim. D'chol zeh, this whole idea, I added it in brackets. This idea, she'ein shnas Yovel nechnas b'minyan shnos shmita. The idea that Yovel doesn't count. Who bisman habayis? That's in the Beis Hamikdash time. Shahista sfiras Beis Din v'kitshus hayovlos, because you had the count of the Beis Din, and Yovel had a kedusha as a year, even if it wasn't part of the cycle. I'm sorry, even if it wasn't being observed. V'chayla b'hu kviusa dishnos Yovel. It was called a Yovel year. Ella delohaya Yovel knowing mishum delohaya kol yoshvei aleh. You just didn't follow laws of Yovel because you didn't have all the Jews living there. Vachdina de kol yoshveha enu ma'ake velo shelo yinogu badine Yovel. Kol yoshveha simply means you aren't going to have the laws of Yovel. Hachzara sados, returning the fields, uchadome. Aval etzem hashana din Yovel aleh midin tara. But the year is called a Yovel year, and it will obstruct the flow of the Shemitos. Ve'alkein havi badina she'ena ola l'cheshbon hashmitin. Therefore, it blocks the count for the Shemitah. And therefore, they counted the Yovel. That's during the second Beis HaMikdash. So during the second Beis HaMikdash, I have a Beis Din. The Beis Din can count the years. And because they can count the years, therefore, they have to count Yovel and make sure that we don't include that in our Shemitah counts. However, Mashenkin la'achar churban, after the churban, dechaser a sphere of a kiddush Beis Din. When there's no more counting by a Beis Din. Which is an interesting question, but that's what he says.
If it doesn't, meaning the Beis Din still existed.
Correct. And did you get to the last bit that I had from the Ravid and the?
We went through the whole.
You went through the whole thing. So that Ramban in Chav Tes, I think, seems to assume that there is indeed something going on. There is some kind of a Beis Din thing. Yeah, you'll see it.
It almost made it seem like, what it made it seem like is they, after the Korban, they decided not to count, as opposed to that. Like,
it's a very strange thing.
Yeah,
I'm not at all clear on this. He says, at that point, there is no Beis Din, and therefore, Etzem Hashana, less Badin Yovel. There's no such thing as Yovel anymore. Year 50, it looks no different from any other year. It's gone. Its whole status is gone. And therefore, to make a long story short, it's no longer a gap year. It stopped being a gap year altogether. That's the idea. Yovel has stages. There's one stage where Beis Din is counting years, and in that case it's a Yovel year even if its laws don't pertain, and it doesn't count towards the Shemitah cycle. Then on the other hand, if you have Kol Yoshveha Aleha, then you'll have all the laws of the Yovel year. And that's why he explains this idea of the Rambam, and he bases it on the Sifra. The last paragraph I brought you from Reb Chaim, which again I'm going to say outside, to make sure we get through what we want to get through. But you can see it here. That Sifra that we mentioned in the beginning today when I summarized from last week, the Sifra which said, Asei Shavis Afa Pi She'en Yovel, Asei Yovel Afa Pi She'en Shavis. Right? So he says, make Shavis when there is no Yovel, make Yovel even when there is no Shavis, when there's no Shemitah. So how does that work? So when we say make Yovel even when there's no Shemitah, when does that happen? He says that's going to happen when, in year 7, you don't have all the Jews living there. But in Yovel, you do have all the Jews living there. So you're doing your count, and Yovel ends up being real. And then on the other hand, how do you make Shemitah when there is no Yovel? It's talking about where there was a gap in the Beis Din count, and therefore they didn't have a Yovel year. The Beis Din wasn't there to count, and therefore Yovel didn't exist, but you're still going to do Shemitah. So that's his idea. Now, the only reason I gave us the headache of the last 15-20 minutes, and really most of the week of working on this Reb Chaim, was because Reb Chaim clearly understands the Rambam to believe that Shemitah is dependent on Yovel in terms of Shemitah de'oraisa, Shemitah de'rabbanan. Right? When he says in this last paragraph, how is it that you have Yovel without having Shvius? He says, well, that's talking about where they didn't have Kol Yoshveha Aleha. at the time of the Shemitah year. And because you didn't have Kol Yoshevei Aleha, therefore, Shemitah isn't going to exist, at least on a De'oraisa level. Reb Chaim understands the Rambam to mean that Shemitah is contingent on Yovel and is Dirabanan without Kol Yoshevei Aleha. That was why I did all of this. But it also took care of the other topic that we wanted to discuss, of how you do your Yovel count, your Shemitah count. Reb Chaim clearly believes that. The Kesef Mishnah disagrees, and I don't know what the Kesef Mishnah will do with the Frankel Rambam. I'm going to have to ask him. But the Kesef Mishnah in Source Chavav, as a result of other discussions, I brought it for you, I just excerpted the key point here, but the Kesef Mishnah says that's not the way to read that Rambam. The way to read that Rambam, I'll have you turn back to the Rambam instead of reading it in the Kesef Mishnah, but the end of the Rambam in Source Chav Dalid was Bizman Shena Yovel Noeg Inu Noeg Echem Mikol Elu Chutz Mishviis Ba'aretz, which is De'oraisa, Vashmatas Ksafim B'chol Makom Midivrayim, and Shmitas Ksafim everywhere will be the Rabbanan, but Midivrayim is only Shmitas Ksafim, and Shmita in Israel will actually still be De'oraisa. The Netziv in his Meshiv Davar Beis Nun Vav has something he calls a Kuntris Devar HaShmita, where he discusses this and also says that it's De'oraisa. And that figured in the discussions about the Heter Mechira. Because remember what I said in the beginning last week. The reason I care so much about whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan is that it has huge applications. It has applications in terms of what you're allowed to do to the land in the run-up to Shemitah, which things you're allowed to do during Shemitah, and whether the Heter Mechira can be relied upon. It figures in very closely with this question of, is Shemitah Deraisa or Derabanan? So if I take the Netziv's approach, and it's Deraisa, then a whole bunch of stringencies flow in. So it's not a simple and straightforward thing, but I didn't end up doing the Netziv for this year. If we had all the time in the world, I would do next week's year on the Netziv. But we have to go right there in Shemitah.
The next Reb Chaim also, Yud Beis at Zion maybe,
yeah,
gives another reason why. I mean, here he's talking about the connection between Shemitah and Yovel. In that one, he's talking about the necessity of of Bias Kulchem for Mitzvahs of Tuyas Baretz, and he says that's another reason why the Rambam thinks it's Derabanan, because the Rambam thinks all Mitzvahs of Tuyas Baretz require Bias Kulchem.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have that, and therefore, according to the Rambam, there's a requirement.
Right, so he buys into that whole Bias Kulchem link from Chala.
Yeah, to all the Mitzvahs, and therefore he requires, the Rambam says, in the time of Bias Shlishis, you need to be Mekadesh again, the Bati Arichoma, and all there, because the Kedusha Shnia is lacking.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't believe in Kedusha Shlishis Yeshlechem.
Well, he does, because
then he has to paskin Kedusha Shlishis Yeshlechem there too.
Well, I don't, because he's talked, because he said that the whole Kedusha Shnia there. Well, there is Kedusha Shnia, but it's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
It's lacking in the element of Bias Kulchem.
Right.
So whatever is going to require that, I don't know what the Nafkamina is. I don't know what would. Is there anything that, according to the Rambam, that could, it's enough to have Kedusha without Bias Kulchem? I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
interesting. I didn't look at that.
Right, so that's the other, that would be another reason why the Rambam would say Derabanan.
Okay. Go good. The last bit that I wanted to do is the view that I think is the view of the Rambam. And you'll see why I say that in a moment. But take a look at Source Chavchet. This is from the Raivan on the Rif, on the Gemara in Gittin that we've been discussing about Prozbul. So he says the following: Ra'isi Shekasev Haravzal. I saw that the Rif wrote in Yon Prozbul. The Rif, in what's supposed to be a work of halacha, recorded Prozbul. Vasug Yakula. V'lo yadati im hu sover shenoa gashmatas ksafim bizman hazeh. The Raivan says, I don't know if that's because the Rif believes that Shemitah of money actually applies now. Oshema lemishanoi midas chasidus, or maybe he's only saying for somebody who wants to be pious and cancel his loans, here's his way out of being pious by doing a prosbul. Effectively, this way he'll be yotze according to everything. As in that gemara there, they list Rabbo, Rabbanan, the Ravashi, Chibaraba. They did this. He says, and the Ravid says, v'nira li dani kulu midas chasidus ka'avdi. I think they're all doing it as a special measure of piety. We follow Rebbe, the Darish Dvara Shemitah Shamot, to say that when you're doing one Shemitah, you do the other Shemitah. And he says there is no Yovel, not Deraisa, not Derabanan, not anywhere. Sherei ein Yoshveha Aleha, ve'ein Sham Beis Din Tokim, ve'ein Avada Mishtalchim. etc. He says, because you don't have them living there. You don't have a Beis Din blowing shofar. You don't have a Vadim being freed. And remember, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that you can't have Yovel unless you have some subset of the three activities that are the hallmarks of Yovel. So he says, now there's no Yovel going whatsoever. His whole discussion that he had separately was about Bayis Sheni. But he says, today, there's no Yovel whatsoever. And if there's no Yovel whatsoever, then there's no Shemitas Kesafim. That's the position that here is the Raiva. Now, I happened to be looking for something online, and I happened to cross a page from Rabbi Jachter, Chaim Jachter from TABC in New Jersey, where he was discussing Shemitah issues, and I saw that he brought this Raiva, but he says it's the Baal HaMor. The Raiva is quoting the Baal HaMor. I don't understand. I have to email him and ask him how he knows that it's the Baal HaMor, because it's in the straight Raiva, and the Ramban seems to think it's the Raiva talking. So if I hear back from him, I will let you know. I don't know where he got that from. But whether it's the Ravid or it's the Baal HaMor, Ramban says absolutely not. If you take a look at Source Chavtas, he says Yesh Omrim Shahalacha Kerebi Da'amar Ein Shmita Noheges Ela Bizman Shayovel Noeg. Some say the law follows Rebbe, who says Shmita only applies when Yovel applies. Because the Gemara gives you the Prozbul, which it could only do if it was Derabanan. When he says they go leniently with Prozbul, that's in the discussion there about the person who says, I wrote a Prozbul and I lost it, and so on, and we paskin that we're going to be Mekil. So that indicates that we believe Shmita is Derabanan, because we're Mekil on the side. You could be Mekil two different ways, because there are two parties involved, but we're Mekel in terms of the Shemitah aspect of it. So he says, V'kevin t'kaim alon sh'ashmita tluya b'yovel d'dvar Torah. Since we say that Shemitah depends on Yovel, the af mi divrayim eina noheges ela bizman sh'yovel noeg mi divrayim. He says, you know what this view says? This view says, and this is what he's going to ascribe to the Ravid. He says, this view says that Shemitah depends on Yovel, biblically, and therefore ke'en de'oraisa tikkun. When the Rabbanan created Shemitah de'Rabbanan, they modeled it on Shemitah de'oraisa, that it should also be contingent on Yovel. Af mi divrayim en enoheges ala bizman sh'yovel noeg mi divrayim. Only when there is a Yovel rabbinically is there a Shemitah rabbinically. V'chiyechid etikkun Rabbanan zecher l'shemitah tikkun zecher l'yovel. They created a zecher l'yovel just like they created a zecher l'shemitah. It can't be they created one without the other. They created both. Well, Yovel requires Beis Din to declare it. In the days of back then, you had a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and he's talking post Beis Hamikdash now because he's in the Zecher time. He says, V'tokin u'mishalchan avadin v'sarat chosin l'ba'alei, and they did all these things, zecher l'yovel. So I don't know. He says there was a Beis Din. Now you have to ask Reb Chaim what he would say about the Ramban. So Shemitah applied rabbinically, whether working the land, whether Shemitah of money, the whole thing. But in the 13th century, we don't have a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael doing this. Nothing's being done. Ein hayovel noe klal. Yovel doesn't apply, and he quotes that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we require at least some of the activities of Yovel in order for it to be called Yovel. Which activity we require is its own discussion. The kevin shabatel hayovel bitul gomer vein noe gafilu midivrayim. And since Yovel is gone completely, there and not even rabbinic, apa shmita ein noheges klal. Shmita also doesn't apply. He says that's what the Ravid was saying, that today Shemitah is just Midas Chasidus, because Shemitah Derabbanan is contingent on Yovel Derabbanan, which is contingent on a Beis Din in Israel, and we don't have that. So Ramban says that's Ravid's point of view. Then Ramban himself disagrees. He says Ve'ein Ze Mechuver. This is unclear, meaning where did you get this from? Ve'od. And further, he says, "Sh'amru b'Yerushalmi l'divrei Rebbe paskua yovlos shmita noheges midivrayim." The Yerushalmi said that Rebbe said when Yovel stopped, shmita continued rabbinically. V'lo amru b'shasha Yovel noeg midivrayim shmita noheges midivrayim. They didn't say when Yovel is around rabbinically, then shmita is around rabbinically. No one ever said that. V'oh, and further, he says, Shemimei Rav Hillel Hanasi, from the days of Hillel the Second, not Hillel the First, Hillel the Second. Shetikein lanu seder moados v'kitchen ladaros. We had a set fixed calendar. Al Piminyan, Sha'anu Monin Bo, Shuv Lo Hayav Eretz Yisrael, based in Roy Lakadesh. From the days of Hillel II, you didn't have a based in Eretz Yisrael to do this. The Koshkin Bimei Rav Ashi, and certainly Rav Ashi at the end of the Gemara, who we have doing Shemitas Ksafim, Shekvar Batlu Mumchen Meretz Yisrael, Elo Bizmana Zehaya, it was like today. They were doing Shemitah, and they wrote Prusbol, and he apparently doesn't like the idea that it was Midas Chasidus. And he says, just from a clear thinking approach, this doesn't make sense. That they would actually have declared Yovel after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. He says the only Jews who are living in Eretz Yisrael at that point are like the Eved as a guest in someone else's house. They have no domination of the land. They have no ownership of the land. He says that they're going to now conduct themselves like they're the Balabatim and they're returning land to its owners and they're freeing out. Who are you kidding? It was only in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So Ramban says this doesn't fit. It doesn't fit to think that they actually were observing Yovel at that point. It doesn't fit to think they were counting Yovel at that point. And it doesn't fit to claim that Shemitah Midrabanan is contingent on Yovel Midrabanan. And he says, I'll prove it to you. He says, I'll prove it to you. Everyone's observing Shemitah in my day. In the 13th century. So it does apply. Shemitah Ksavim will indeed apply because they're doing it. So that's my raya, that it's so. To some of what we've seen today, Rabbeinu Tam says Shemitah exists midoraisa in the second Beis HaMikdash. That is his position, as proved from Batei Arichoma in the Gemara, as proved from Shifcha Charifa. It's going on in the second Beis HaMikdash. Ramban disagrees with the evidence that Rabbeinu Tama brought, but he does believe fundamentally that Shemitah is De'oraisa in the second Beis HaMikdash, as well as today. In Ramban's view, it continues to be De'oraisa. The Rambam's view is not entirely clear, as Reb Chaim reads the Rambam. And now, the Frankel edition of the Rambam as well indicates that the Rambam believes that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is in fact Derabanan. The Netziv, as well as the Kesef Mishnah, disagreed and felt that the Rambam said that Shemitah today is De'oraisa. We didn't get to read the Netziv. We saw the Kesef Mishnah briefly. And then you have this odd idea of the Ravid that Shemitah, as explained by the Ramban, that Shemitah applies midrabanan only when there is this creature called Yovel midrabanan. And Ramban himself disagrees and says, I don't know where you got that from. It doesn't fit the Gemara at all. And this whole idea that they're counting and creating a Yovel midrabanan post Beis Hamikdash doesn't fit either. Next week, God willing, we will discuss the question of where in Eretz Yisrael Shemitah applies and the issue of the lands taken by Olei Bavel, lands taken by Olei Mitzrayim. We'll have to bring a map to figure this out. Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Thank you.